In the coronation service, the monarch, or maybe the monarch-to-be, at that point is given a gift, which is described as the most valuable thing this world affords. And of course, they're being handed a Bible, the most valuable thing this world affords. And you know, I think they're right. But why? Why? Is it because the Bible shows us a good way to live? Is it because it's a fascinating story? Is it because it shows us how to find eternal life? Of course, these things are all true. But ultimately, they're not the reason I think that the Bible can be called the most valuable thing this world affords. You may have wondered why we started with that passage from the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 1 is, if you like, a big picture view of what God the Father has done for us in Jesus. He's chosen us before the creation of the world, blessed us, adopted us, forgiven us through the blood of Jesus, made himself known to us and secured us for heaven. It's an astounding chapter of good news. But one question we might ask is, why? Why did he do this? Well, the answer is in the passage. Every bit of good news we find is ultimately about the praise of God's glory. It's for God's glory. And we see that in verses 6 and 12 and 14. In Christ, God has adopted us as children to the praise of his glory. Well, what is his glory? Well, it is seeing and rejoicing in God's perfection, holiness, and splendor. All for God's glory, that we might know him and praise him for his glory. Now, some people have said that for God to save us for the sake of his glory is an egotistical thing on God's part. Is God really that big-headed that he's made the whole of history about himself? What kind of person would do that? Well, let's think about that for a moment. I think it's true that even from a human perspective, we are glad when people invite us to know them. We find people in life that we like, don't we? Perhaps even people that we fall in love with. We find them interesting or attractive in some way, and they bring us joy. And the question we're hoping to find out the answer to is, will that person let us into their life so we can enjoy them? And of course, there are those wonderful moments of joy when someone who we'd love to be friends with or whatever offers us that hand of relationship to us. Of course, marriage is an example where two people give themselves to the other in joy. Now, I think if that is true for limited, imperfect people like you and me, that we can find joy in someone giving themselves to us, what about God? Well, God's glory speaks about God making himself known to us. And of course, God is not a creature like you and me. God is utterly perfect, which means he is perfect goodness, perfect loveliness. He is the source of all things, lovely and good. If we find something or someone lovely or good in this world, then we know that God is infinitely more good and more lovely. Now, for God to save us for the praise of his glory, which assumes seeing the greatness of God and rejoicing in it and delighting in it, it's not an egotistical thing on God's part. Because if God truly is the best of all good things, then the greatest gift he can give to us is himself, to make it possible for us to know him and to enjoy him. And he does that, he offers that to us through relationship in Christ. He deserves our praise, but God is also the best thing, the best person we can ever know. Why is the Bible the most valuable thing this world affords? Because it's God's means by which we can find relationship with him through Christ and see his glory, to know how wonderful God is. The Bible is valuable because of whose word it is and because of who we find through it. John Piper writes that the Bible is the window through which we see the glory, the goodness, the greatness of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when we see it, we find joy. In our Ephesians passage, verse 13, we see that we were included in Christ when we heard the message of truth, the gospel. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3, we read that the Lord revealed himself to the prophet Samuel through his words. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, we read that God made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. And that light he's talking about is the gospel, the word of God about Jesus. And of course, the whole Bible is about Jesus. The whole Bible is about God's glory, his greatness, his loveliness. So the Bible is about many things, but it is most precious because through it, as we turn the pages, we can actually come to know God and delight in his glory. We don't have a God who is distant and unknowable, but a God who has revealed himself and made it possible for us to know him and find joy in him. What a wonderful thought that is. And one of the things that we should pray this evening is that God would open our eyes more each day to see his glory on the pages of Scripture, his own word to us. That truth is the main thing I'd like to reflect on this evening, that the Bible is God's window through which he reveals his glory and loveliness and wonder to us so that we can praise him. But there is more that we can reflect on when it comes to keeping the Bible as absolutely central to how we come to know what God is like. A person's words reflect their nature, don't they? I speak as a human being. But having that thought that a person's words reflect their nature is really important. Because, of course, the Bible is about God, but it doesn't claim to be humankind's best efforts to find out what God is like. Rather, it's the word from God about himself and his purposes for us in his Son Jesus. And because it is God's word, it reflects what God is like, which means we can reflect on at least three things about what it means for God to have spoken and for us to hold his words in our hands in the Bible. Three things. First of all, it's truthfulness. God is a unique speaker because there isn't a single thing in existence that he didn't create and doesn't uphold. He knows everything in creation perfectly because it only exists through him. Revelation 4:11 says that by God's will all things were created and have their being. Acts 17 reminds us that it's in God that we live and move and have our being. God knows everything that he has made perfectly. But God is a unique speaker because he knows himself perfectly too. There was never a time when God wasn't. He's never experienced change or grown or had to learn about himself like we do as we grow up and experience life. He didn't depend on anyone to make him. He just simply is. And he knows himself perfectly. And therefore, when God speaks, he speaks with perfect knowledge, perfect truth. Unlike you or I, who only know a tiny fraction of everything there is to know about anything. So in the Bible, we find truth, an absolute authority. Of course, what this means for us is that what we find in the Bible is truth that we need to learn over time to submit to. Truth about God. Truth about reality. Now, because of who God is, we can reflect on the truthfulness of God's word. But we can also reflect on its trustworthiness. That trust we can have in God's word is bolstered by the character of God. A person's words reveal and reflect what they are really like. Of course, people stopped listening to the boy who cried wolf because it turned out that he was a liar. So people stopped listening to him to great peril in his case. Whereas Jesus says in Matthew 5 that his Father is good and perfect. Titus 1 says that God never lies. Therefore we know that God will only ever speak the truth and that he will stay faithful. God's word is not only perfectly true, but we can have complete confidence in God's faithfulness to keep his word and promises. God's word is true and it is trustworthy. And the last thing I'd like to reflect on about God having spoken is his word's transforming power. A person's words reflect their power and authority. No matter how hard I try, I cannot get my cat to behave because I don't have the authority, the words to make it do what I say. I cannot summon things out of thin air. I don't have the power. Well, of course, God is perfectly powerful. And the same applies to his word. In Isaiah 55, it quotes God that's saying, just like the rain which falls and waters the earth, he says, my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire. Because of who God is, his word is always effective, because it mirrors God's own perfect power and authority. It was by his word that he spoke the universe into existence. It's by his word that he continues to govern them and keep them going. His words carry the same power as his perfect power. We read in Hebrews 4 that God's word can do things that only God can do. That his word is living and active, judging the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. What does this mean for us? Well, it means alongside the truth and trustworthiness of the Bible, we should be so excited to read it. Because they're not just any words. They are God's words. And it's God's power to be at work in our lives, to transform us, to change us. God's perfect word. And importantly, part of that power is to give us life. Jesus' disciples saw, didn't they, that Jesus had the words of eternal life. Who else could they listen to? Truth, trustworthiness, transforming power. The Bible is the most valuable thing this world affords. Because above all else, it is the window through which we see God's glory and find joy in having relationship with him through Christ. But importantly, this isn't a human attempt to find out about God. We've seen that. But they're God's own words to us. Therefore, they come with truthfulness, trustworthiness, and transforming power to change our lives. The perfect words of a perfect, good, glorious God. Well, in a moment, we're going to have some time for discussion. Before we do, we've got a time for reflection. It's a song called The Perfect Wisdom of Our God. It picks up on that theme of God's utter perfection, his utter wisdom, which of course is reflected in the words of the Bible that we read. So as we listen to this song, you can read the words, or you can pray and give thanks to God that he has revealed his glory to us in the Bible. And that we can have a relationship with him through Jesus Christ.